one, as we think about coming back from camp, and I'm going to, in the beginning of the message, just kind of really focus in on the idea of coming back from camp, but we'll make application for us all for sure. But in James chapter 1, super familiar passage of scripture, verse number 21, James 1:21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Let's go, Lord, in prayer this afternoon. Lord, we thank you so much for all of your many blessings. We thank you for the testimonies that were given. God, we thank you that you did speak to each heart, in each life, and we thank you for that. And God, we thank you for even the fun that we were able to have. We thank you for that. And we thank you that we were able to have those pictures that we could share with others what camp's like. And so we thank you for that as well. And God, I just pray that you'd help us now, God, as we are kind of back home and kind of going back to normal life. And I just pray that you'd help us not to be the same. And God, we pray that you'd work in every heart and life today, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, as we went to camp, I think about the blessings of camp, right? The blessings of camp. I don't know, how many of y'all as adults, how many of y'all went to a church camp of some sort as a kid? Very good, very good. Yeah, great. And some that haven't. And so as we think about that, some this will be, of course, and some might, this might be a little bit new in some ways, but the blessings of camp is number one. These are not in importance, but in just sort of as they came to me, but the fun, right? The activities, the games. One of the things about church camp, I'll let you in on a little secret for sure, is that one of the reasons why we go to camp is so that way the kids can see that there's other kids trying to live for the Lord also. And so so we want them to get to know each other. I know that some of the kids were a little more intimidated and kind of stuck a little bit closer to us, and that's fine, no problem at all. There's nothing wrong with that. But others were able to meet others and even have lunch with them and hang out and enjoy. And so we're thankful for that. So the fun, one thing, the blessing of camp, as Miss Jody mentioned, is the atmosphere. The atmosphere is definitely different. There's a lot less distractions. You know how it is, even as adults, if you go out to dinner with your friends sometimes you're like, maybe we should have just stayed home because we're all just looking at our phones the whole time or things like that. And it's easy to get distracted with different things. And so the idea of camp and one of the benefits of it is you have to hike a long ways to find some cell service. And then we play the better trick and we don't even let them take it. So they don't take their phones or iPads or things of that nature. We even roughed it a little bit because even the dorms didn't have a plug-in for a fan. And, you know, if you're like me, that's pretty rough trying to sleep without a fan. But either way, it was just fine. But even there wasn't even plugs in the dorms for anybody to charge anything. So that's different for sure in the atmosphere. But ultimately, just being under the sound of the word all day. I'll mention it again, but there was 18 messages that we heard in that time frame from Monday till Friday at noon. 18 services. So if you think about that, a normal week is 4 services a week. And so, you know, of about 5 weeks of regular church that was combined all into one. And even with no other place to go. There wasn't. So there's the atmosphere of camp. That's a blessing. As I mentioned, the friends and fellowship, that's a good time for sure. And then the preaching. All of those are blessings of camp for sure. But as we combine our passage of scripture this afternoon, I have a few Just 3 points that I want to bring out of the dangers of camp. The dangers of camp. And number one is this, staying the same. That's a danger of camp, is the fact that you go, that you're there, that you hear all that we hear, and yet there's a drawing to just go back to normal life. And that's a danger, is that after all of this being pulled away from the world and having that opportunity for the Lord to speak to us is ultimately a danger of staying the same, as we see here in James chapter number 1, as a man beholdeth himself in a glass and forgetteth what manner of man he is. He literally looks at the mirror and he says, I got some issues. All right, let's go. I mean, literally. And so we see that can take place at camp. And so after hearing so many messages, and again, that's 18 messages specifically, then on top of that, devotions and Bible reading and things of that nature. And so after hearing all of that, there's a danger to stay the same. Doing nothing with what we've heard, that's a danger of camp. Secondly, would be this, ignoring it. You know, there's one thing of staying the same, that we just come and you know, we've heard it, but ignoring it to the point of, I mean this, that we literally can hear the messages in our hearts and in our minds and yet just still go about our normal life of, well, I know the preacher said that, but he's an old fuddy-duddy or something like that. We could hear that. So ignoring it. So literally, the conviction of the Holy Spirit coming. And as this man in James, as he beholds himself, he looks and he sees it. But then he just ignores it, just completely ignores it. And everything that we've heard, when it comes back to mind, we just go ahead and block it out. Or we allow the distractions, right? We allow the phones or maybe even, as the preacher mentioned, some bad friends. We could just ignore what we've heard and go back. And then thirdly, we see this, forgetting it. There is a danger of camp in the fact that we forget. And so we did. We gave all the kids a notebook. They all got the same notebook. And it was, I made sure to have pens with us every moment. And that was so that they could take notes and wouldn't forget what they've heard. That they could write it down, and as they've heard it, and as they write it down, and then as the Lord brings it to memory, something that they could go back to. I have a spot for every message that we heard that I took, and many others that went to camp did as well, because we don't want to forget it. We don't want to forget it, not at all. We understand that as there are a lot of voices, a lot of loud voices that are screaming towards us through whatever it is, media or friends or music, things of that nature, to have a resource to go back and to be reminded of what God did in our hearts. And I don't mean to pick on anyone, for sure, and I don't mean to embarrass. But I will say that as one of our kids went to the altar this week, after they were prayed with and figured out what the Lord was speaking to their hearts about, I just couldn't get over that as we stood up from the altar and as they went back, and the adults, they kind of stand on the side just so we can be a help to the kids as they come forward. I just couldn't forget that I kept looking at that spot in the altar where they just prayed, and to just see tears left there. Just to see tears still left there. And just because folks didn't necessarily have that emotion that went through them doesn't mean their decision was any less or anything of that nature. But it just kind of kept forging in my mind the things that are left at the altar or things that are surrendered to the Lord there. And just the fact that we don't want to stay the same. We don't want to ignore it. And we sure don't want to forget it. And these can all be dangers and blessings of camp. But I would be remiss if we didn't point out the fact that it's not just camp. There's a lot of blessings of being a part of a church, isn't there? A lot of blessings. The fun. the fellowship. F-O-O-D. Amen. But truly, even the atmosphere, when you walk in, man, it's different. This place doesn't feel like Walmart. We got to stop at Chick-fil-A. Amen. The Lord's chicken. But this place doesn't feel like Chick-fil-A. It doesn't feel like anything else. And it shouldn't. It never should. You should never go to church and it feel like a rock concert either. But I'm just saying, it's a special place. Special atmosphere here. It's where we meet with the Lord. There's friends here. We're so thankful for all the friends that we get to go to church with. And of course, the preaching. There's preaching here. And every get-together we have, if it's not preaching, it's prayer, right? We have preaching and prayer. And that should be what we are super good at here at church, preaching and prayer for sure. But the truth is that there's also some dangers. There's some dangers of coming to church. Really? Yeah. There's the danger of staying the same. I mentioned it before, but sometimes we come to church and the Lord gets a hold of our hearts and stirs us. And that's a wonderful thing. But we should never just be where we're just stirred. If you think about grapefruit juice, you think about that pulp, right? The great debate, pulp or no pulp, right? But as you think about juice and you think about that pulp that's in there, and if it's not shaken, right, it's all the pulp kind of down at the bottom and it's all thick there and all the juice at the top. And there'll come things in our lives that shake us, just kind of shake us up, right? Every time you take a drink of that grapefruit juice, you might shake it up so you get to enjoy all of it, right? Well, the danger of that is sometimes that we're just shaken and then it all just settles back down. But what we need is for the Lord to change us. Not just be stirred, but to be changed. James chapter 1, that's right here in these verses, that's what it's all about. Being a hearer of the word, but not stopping at just being a hearer, but being a doer. The fact that it didn't just stir me. I'll admit that this morning's message, and it stirred. And now's whether I decide whether it's going to change me. And I pray that it changes me, and I know others here in this room as well. But there's also the danger of ignoring church. I told the kids, even as we were at camp or around there, I think maybe in the youth group, I told them at my spot there in my pew, I've been there, but in my mind, man, I've built houses. I've been on vacation. Man, I've been up in the Bighorns sitting right there. You know what I'm saying? In my mind. And I'm so far away from what's going on right here. And so we don't want to ignore it. We want to be here. When we're here at church or at camp, we want to be hearing it, not ignoring it. And of course, not forgetting. Not forgetting. I hope that the kids learn that they can take notes in church. Take notes, right? Not always just messing around with it, but taking notes so that way we don't forget. That way we don't forget what we've heard, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if it's good for the kids to be reminded, hey, remember what you've heard. It's good for us all. And the danger of camp and the danger of church can be that we're just hearers. That's a danger. And the truth of the matter is the only person that can decide whether you're going to be a hearer or a doer is you and is me. You know, the joke of I had a drug problem when I was a kid. My parents would drug me to church. Some of our teens need to decide to have a walk with the Lord on their own right now. While they're still at home, while they're still under the protection of family and those types of things. But just ultimately, not just being a hearer, but being a doer. And only you can decide whether you're going to be a doer. And if you remember, verse number 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, what does it say? This man shall be blessed in his deed. You want a blessed life? That's what was presented over and over and over again at church camp. Because if you want a blessed life, you just surrender to the Lord. You want a life of trouble and heartache with no hope, then you just continue down on your own path. But if you want a blessed life, then it'll be that we're not just hearers, but we're doers. That's what the blessed life will be. Lord, we thank you so much for your many blessings to us. We thank you for the wonderful gift of camp. God, I'm so thankful for each and every person that went this year. But God, I pray even now that you would make a way for those who weren't able to go this year, but that we could take them next year. God, I pray that you would already work in hearts and work in schedules, that people could be available to go to camp. And God, I pray for all those that went to camp. God, I pray for our campers. God, I pray for Harper. And I pray for Lily. And I pray for Dale. And I pray for Eli. And I pray for Jackson. God, I pray that you'd help them. God, as they've made decisions in their life, God, as they did business with you, God, I pray that you'd help them now to be a doer of the word. But God, I pray that you'd help each and every one of us. God, I pray that you'd help every member of this church, every guest, every visitor, from the youngest to the oldest. God, I pray that you'd help us not to just be hearers of the word, but help us to be doers. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.